Hey, what's going on, family? This is your boy, Brother Technico, coming at you with another episode. We're going to talk about that Walmart shooter out there in Virginia, because I think there's some things that need to be touched upon, and they're going to be talking about this for a little bit, and I'll get into the reasons for that after we talk about the story. So I first heard about this story when I saw the breaking news on ABC, and they were interviewing the sister, one of the sisters that worked there that was in the break room at that time. Her name is Breonna Tyler. And Breonna Tyler was describing the whole situation and whatnot. Now, initially, when I'm watching this, and I just feel like it's necessary for you guys to know, I thought that ABC was trying to do a cover up based on what I was hearing and how they were handling the situation. Like, during the time she was talking, they start showing all these statistics about gun violence in Virginia and whatnot. And for those who don't know, there's been a lot of killings and what they've considered to be mass shootings in Virginia. Now, mind you, I don't consider all the murders that's happened in Virginia to be mass shootings. For example, the one that happened at the college, those are three young black men that were allegedly killed by another black man. Another young black man. I don't look at that as a mass shooting. You know, that's murder, if anything, but I don't look at that. I don't classify that as mass shooting. What's mass shooting is what happened at Walmart, as what's happened in like Las Vegas and several other places and a lot of campuses. And that's something that's been on the rise over the last few years. We've had more instances of these types of shootings. Now, what makes this interesting is that this one in particular is a black individual, whether he's FBA, not FBA. I can't confirm that. I believe his name is Andre Bing. When I looked at the photos of this brother, I don't know. You know, he kind of looked like he had like a little perm, ponytail tied back sort of thing. So I don't know. But based on what Breonna was saying, he was one of those oddball type of dudes. He was one of those supervisors or managers that you did not want to more or less deal with. That was the gist of what I was getting from what she was saying. And it didn't appear that he had any motives, that he had anything against anyone in particular. It does seem to be random. And for that, and just so people are clear about how I feel about that situation, I think that's a punk move. The dude kills himself after he does what he does. I just feel like personally, if you're going to do something like that and you're going to kill yourself, just kill yourself. Like, don't kill and wound other people because you're feeling a certain way. That is really, really low. That's really, really weak. I got no respect for that. I don't condone that in any way, shape, or form. But that's not the only thing that's interesting about this whole discussion. While when I first heard the story, and after I found out that the brother was black, you know, I'm just like, damn, you know what I mean? They got a brother they can kind of hold up there and put next to the DC sniper. And they're in the rare instances that we do things of this nature. You know, we know this is primarily a white male thing, but it doesn't mean that it's impossible to happen within our own community. But as far as how they're using it, I had some suspicions about how they were going to try to politicize this whole that whole incident. And I got more of my confirmation today when I heard what Biden had to say about it. Now, when Biden is speaking, they're talking about his whole little Thanksgiving, blah, 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 and I really could care less about that. But he started talking about when he returns to the White House, they were going to start dealing with gun control. And he felt like the incident in Nantucket, as well as the incident at Walmart, are also signs that there needs to be a ban on these quote-unquote assault weapons. Now, why I know that this is a political thing is that he also references semi-automatic weapons, and they start talking about assault weapons. And family, for those who don't know, some of us do, but there's many of us that don't know what they mean by assault weapon and what a semi-automatic weapon is. Okay, so an assault weapon is literally any weapon that you can harm someone with. It is not an assault rifle. That's not what they mean by that. Furthermore, how do we know that that's not what they mean by that and not what they've meant by that? Biden also mentioned semi-automatic weapons. Semi-automatic weapons, family, can be pistols. They could be sidearms, firearms. Family, the issue with people and weapons, it has nothing to do with that. And I caution everybody about the government trying to restrict our Second Amendment rights. We have to also have to understand the significance of the government doing things of that nature and understand that when they do things like that, it is unequivocally targeting us, targeting people who are most likely to resist what they may try and do. People may not be aware, but before the Black Panthers in California, the gun laws were much less strict than they are today. After the Black Panthers, we have some of the strictest gun control laws in the country. The only thing, and you have to go take a test to have to be able to carry around a concealed weapon, and they don't just have those tests all over the place. Okay, these tests are usually in areas as well that white people are. And that is something that's very, very important. Another thing that's important is that when they're talking about banning assault weapons, they're not talking about banning assault weapons from white people. There may be some, but they know that's not going to work. There's a lot of white people who make weapons. A lot of the white militias and different things of that nature, a lot of them can and do make their own guns, modify their own weapons. The knowledge for them to create a weapon, they have. So this is more of a disadvantage to us. This is more of a disadvantage to, and furthermore, there's always been murders and certain types of crimes of that nature. Why is it necessary to strip away a citizen's right to be able to defend themselves? Do criminals oftentimes use registered weapons? Are the weapons that they use typically legal? No. No, it isn't. So this is a lot to do about nothing. This is more politicizing, using certain events to push certain initiatives that they really want. You know, Biden already has his excuse for not doing stuff for black people, you know, because now the GOP will take over the House. But it didn't mean anything because when Biden and the Democrats had control of the House, they did nothing. So that's just something I wanted to mention as far as this, as far as the incident itself. You know, it's not something that I think we should really care too much about. I wouldn't even put it into the context of it was it FBA, non-FBA, because when you start playing for that sort of game, you know, you're kind of leaving yourself open for when somebody who is FBA does something that we don't agree with. Like, we don't need to answer or speak for or have an opinion about every person that does something that's black, that's a crime. White people don't do it. And it's ridiculous. Asian people don't do it, and we definitely don't need to do it because those people do not reflect who we are. They don't represent that. And many of those people who were shot at Walmart were black people. Black people, Latin people, but they weren't like white people. So, like I said, I'm totally against what that brother did. That wasn't cool. So, but that's not something that we really got to deal with. We are going to deal with it as far as how they're going to politicize it, how it will be kind of thrown into our face. You know, I don't think it's the strongest thing that they have, but it'll be one of those things that they bring up, you know, as a way of deflection. And more importantly, because they're increasingly more desperate than what they were. They're more desperate. They're trying more bold measures to kind of maintain their control. So with that being said, not too much else to say about it. You know, it's a despicable situation. You know, you hate that those things happen. Anytime that it happens, you know, whether it's you know, somebody who's white and they kill a bunch of white people or whoever, like mass murder or people just getting killed for no reason. And then they go back out with the whole suicide thing. I don't like that. That's not cool, you know. But like I said, it's something that I know that's been going around. People have somewhat been talking about it, but it's still fresh. So just my initial thoughts on that and where I think it's really leading to. And I will close it with this thought. And the thought is, much of what's happening, especially in terms of gun control, is this society, this country, not willing to deal with the root of the issue. And the root of the issue, it's not black people, it's not guns, it's the foundation of this society. It's the principles that this society is founded upon and that they still do. There's still a lot of backdoor criminal bullshit that goes on in this country. You can't have a country that's based in death, that's based in murder every single year and not expect these types of things happening. It's not about money. It's not about any of that stuff. You have some of the most, you actually have the most peaceful countries in Africa, which is supposed to be in blaze. The resources are being mishandled. There's a lot of bad things going on in Africa right now. And that's not to say that crime doesn't happen there, but you're looking at some of the most nonviolent places in the world. America is one of the most violent places in the world. So that's something that they have to deal with. That's also something that they've been trying to place on the black community to say that we're the problem. Like when you look at the crime and all the issues that's wrong with this country, they try to point a finger at us and family. That's all that it is. So no one has to look at them and their culpability, their responsibility. How do they contribute? I have another thing about, like, as far as this this pandemic, how people have been suffering, how things have been. These last few years, as an American citizen, it's been really, really, really rough. It's been really, really stressful. Things have not been, quote unquote, normal for a while. And they don't show any signs of returning to normal. They actually show all signs of getting worse. And as a result, people are getting worse. This country, the people that are in control of this country, they're the ones that's killing it. They keep sapping money from all the citizens. They keep creating these policies and bills and tax breaks that allow the people that make the most money in this country, allow them to evade taxes and not pay anything and not contribute to the society that they benefit from. And every millionaire, billionaire that's in this country is benefiting from being in this country, is benefiting from the American citizens in this country, especially black folks, because we contribute a whole hell of a lot. But that is the reality. That's the reality of the situation. Okay, they've been allowed to bleed this country dry. And if we didn't notice, and this is what I was talking about when we were supposed to get those second round of that money during COVID. And they had sent a bunch of money, even more money, to various different places across the country and different museums and things of that nature. You're taking money out of the country and putting it into places for your benefit. And I've been telling people for a long time, the people who are rich, the business owners, they do not give a fuck about what happens to this country. The rich people who own certain things feel like they can take their business and go elsewhere. They don't care about the country. Actually, the worse that the country is doing, the better it is for the organization to exploit it. And that's one of the biggest things that's going on right now in this country is exploitation of big business from some pharmaceuticals, which is also, you know, that's big business. So a lot of the things that we've seen over the last few years has nothing to do with government, has everything to do with these rich folks stuffing their pockets, fattening their pockets. There's a reason why most of your Congress, most of your Senate has no background in law, but they have those positions so they can have control. All this stuff is connected, and we know that. We know the connections between government and major media platforms. So this is a game. This is what they're doing. They don't give a damn, like I said, about this country, about you, about the people in it. And what that have to do with everything? It's because it's about oppression. And they don't want people exerting their power, doing what they can do to, quote unquote, sabotage or undo what it is that they're doing. It's just that simple. Really. It's just that simple. They do not want, us to even think that we have that ability. And before we realize we have that ability, they want to strip it from us. There's a reason why the Second Amendment was made the Second Amendment. It was to guard against things of this nature. I do not feel comfortable in a country such as this taking our guns away from us because of a few people. A few people in within society. And in large part, when you deal with the majority of these mass shootings don't have anything to do with lower economic communities outside of this Walmart in Virginia. For the most part, these are people who have good lives. They come from good family homes, good jobs, all of the above. So it's their inability and their unwillingness to deal with the evils that reside within their own country, within their own people. They don't want to accept that, so they got to push that on to other folks. And on top of all of that, constantly try to strip away the rights of the American citizen. And they strip it away through this game that they call politics, through this Democrat Republican thing, which, have you guys noticed that each side has some good principles that are good, but has some stuff in there as well that you just like, well, I don't know how much I can get with that. And both sides have that. When it's like that, it is intentional. They're trying to force the dichotomy. They're trying to force people to choose either or and pick the, what they consider to be the lesser devil. And after we're done choosing these whichever devil we put into whatever office, they go back to doing their primary initiative, the things that the public Republicans and Democrats agree upon all the time. All this covert operations, all this military stuff that they do, the spying. Like, family, go look at international cases, and you'll find that the United States have like three right now. One of them is Iran for violating treaties. We don't talk about that. Because again, the media is controlled by the government, so they're not going to tell on themselves. But this is a very, very real thing. Very, very real thing. And the things that they've been doing, let me just put this to everybody. When you consider that, how we were forced into taking this vaccine, that, and how they pushed this vaccine on us was highly unethical, highly unethical. But when you think about the means that they went to do that, to control people, to make them submit, then they're, and at the same time they're trying to take away the guns? No. Yeah, that's definitely a chess move though. That's definitely a chess move. Where they're trying to get us to move a piece to a place, thinking that it's protected, but then you blunder checkmate. We can't remove that piece. That piece literally is too valuable. It's too valuable. It's just what it is. So with that being said, I didn't, this is supposed to be a short episode. So peace, love, and light. Social media is in the description. You guys enjoy the rest of your weekend.